Is Ronnie Fieg one of the most influential people in sneakers history? We're going to talk about it this time on Fire Footwear. Welcome back to Fire Footwear, everybody. As always, I'm your host, Matt Freights. I hope that this finds you well. And I want to thank you for tuning in. Last week, I told you that I skipped out at an episode about Ronnie Fieg, and we're going to get into him this week. But last week, we talked about who are sneakers for. I feel like the response to that has been great. A lot of people understand that the conundrum that I was under, and they've debated with me. And I think what I've ultimately decided is that sneakers can be for everyone. It just depends on your taste. One of the big trends these days is running shoes. We've talked about that here before. And I've always wondered how that happened. As somebody who used to run marathons in the 2010s, I look at some of these hyped running shoes that are coming out today, the ones that are selling out the fastest, and to me, they look a lot like things I used to run in or had an opportunity to run in. That isn't necessarily saying that they're bad, it's just that perhaps I'm not the target demographic for them. But I asked a question on TikTok about how that happened. How did running shoes become so popular? And somebody in that comment section talked about Ronnie F, or Ronnie Fieg. And I wanted to get into that last week, but I skipped out to talk about something a little bit more personal. And now let's talk about some history. So who is Ronnie Fieg? If you're not familiar, Ronnie Fieg is the creator of Kith. And Kith today is probably one of the most well-known boutiques in the world. They certainly have a luxury appearance to them. When you go into a Kith store, you know exactly what to expect, and you know exactly what you are going to get. Was it always that way, though? Was Kith always on the map? No, of course not. Ronnie Fieg is interesting because he had to start at the bottom. When you look at where he started, at David Z, which was a big footwear retailer back in New York City, he got early notoriety by collaborating on things like ASICS, the Gel Light 3. But he started out as a stock boy. Worked his way up to being the main seller, the main buyer for this company. That to me is huge because he learned the craft. He was embedded in it and he loved it. I think a lot of times when we start to do something, let's take content for example, a lot of people make content because they see it as an easy way to make money or they see it as a way to become popular amongst people that they know. There's an instant gratification that they're looking for. And a lot of times they don't appreciate the journey. They don't appreciate what it takes to actually make content. Ronnie has gone through that. Ronnie has learned the business and he's done it because he's loved it. And over the course of that time, from starting out at the lowest rung in the totem pole to 2011 when Kith was opened, he learned a lot, experienced a lot, and he was given opportunities. One of the things that Ronnie is really good at and is known for is storytelling. Now, when we talk about storytelling in sneakers, a lot of times people roll their eyes because storytelling sometimes is very subtle. It isn't as overt as I think we and our brain need it to be today. If you think about the way that we get gratification, the way that we build up dopamine, we do it on social media a lot. We're constantly scrolling through, looking for something to stimulate us. And sometimes the subtle nuances of storytelling, sometimes we miss them. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. It just means that Ronnie and his storytelling, it's subtle. It's not overt. And I think storytelling in sneakers is that. And Ronnie is excellent at it. Ronnie is credited with really elevating running silhouettes. And that's something that I've talked about. I told you early on in his career, working with ASICS. Now, the Gel Light 3 certainly is a lifestyle shoe, at least today. And if you think about ASICS, you're thinking more of the technical models. But even now, the Gel Cayano is a big model in shoes today. And that's a model that people have been running in forever. That's a technical model, but people are wearing them as heat. They're wearing them as fire. And the reason that that is so is because Ronnie started working with ASICS early. He's done a ton of work with New Balance over the years. All of those Kith collaborations that have been done on New Balances. We're talking about 992s, 990 V2s, tons of other silhouettes. They continue to do that. And also Adidas in the Ultra Boost era. That's huge. Ultra Boost maybe isn't what it once was. When Ultra Boost came out, it was the hottest thing going, and it stayed white hot for a long time. Sure, it petered out, like a lot of more technical silhouettes tend to do, but a lot of people who were there for that moment, they remember. And of course, Kith was not going to stand on the sidelines and not get into the Ultra Boost hype. One of the things that Kith is known for, is not just lesser silhouettes or lesser known silhouettes. It's really giving it the premium experience. When you buy something that Ronnie has designed, that Kith has their name on it, much like their store experience, you know that you're going to get something premium. And that's a key thing because they have an identity. Ronnie has an identity. So yes, maybe the Gel Light 3 isn't for you, but the Gel Light 3 is going to be fire because the execution, the materials, the storytelling, it's all going to be of the highest quality. And I think over time, since Kith opened in 2011, they have really shifted the culture in a way that has been happening and it hasn't been in our face. Much like their storytelling, the shift in the culture has taken place kind of while we weren't paying attention. A lot of times trends hit us right in the face. We can see them happening. Sometimes they sneak up on us, and sometimes it's a slow build. While Kith was putting out New Balances and ASICs and Ultra Boost, Jordans were still there. Dunks were still there. And those were getting the shine. Air Jordans have always been popular. And then, of course, during the pandemic, you saw Nike Dunks have a huge uptick. The Panda Dunk, all of these GR Dunks coming out. Everything was on fire. And now that that has come back down to earth, New Balance has snuck in and become a serious player. Saucony has snuck in by having J-Tips make fire shoe after fire shoe. And you're seeing more of it. Ronnie, to his credit, has not only worked with sneaker brands, but other brands that have had a major cultural impact on people. Clarks. The Clarks Wallaby is probably one of the most famous shoes of all time. A lot of people believe that that's a shoe that you should own, that that's a shoe that everybody should have had at least one pair of. It's really recognizable. They've put premium accents on that. I mean, even Crocs is getting into the game, maybe not with Ronnie and Kith, but that just tells you the diversification of sneaker culture has been happening, and it's there now. And that's where you look at a guy like Ronnie, and you think about the releases that he has had, some of the best of all time. The Gel Light 3 Salmon Toe. How can you argue that that's not one of the greatest shoes of all time? Some people would have it in their top 25 sneakers of all time. Some people might have it lower, but you can't deny the impact that it had. The New Balance 998 City Never Sleeps, the Gel Light 4 Volcano, the Gel Light 3 The Cove. These are just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to Ronnie Fine. These are just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the influence that he has had. So that brings us to today. Running sneakers. What is the appeal of running sneakers? Well, I think the appeal of running sneakers is, number one, they are a trend right now. How long will that last? I'm not really sure how long it's going to last. Do I think it's going to be permanent? Probably not. But do I think that it is here to stay for a while? Yes, I do. I think the idea of a sneaker being considered trendy, a sneaker being considered hype, doesn't matter your age. And also, you couple it with the fact that it is comfortable, it's technical, and it checks all of the boxes. It serves multiple purposes. To me, that's really important. So if you're somebody who has shifted to running shoes, you probably have done so because you want all of those boxes checked. Maybe you're doing it for pure hype, but I know a lot of people who wear them, and I think that they're my age or maybe even a little bit older. And so again, you don't have to feel uncomfortable when you go out. If you think about Jordan Retros, my biggest complaint about Jordan Retros has been that they are uncomfortable at times. And they're unwilling, Jordan brand is, to actually update the technology. But then Nike, on the other side of that, will come out with a silhouette from 1997, the Nike Spiridon. That's a shoe that has been getting a big shine over the last 6 months or so. That original colorway, the OG colorway, straight fire. There's been a fragment version of it. I just picked up the undefeated, or at least one of the undefeated colorways of that shoe. Materials are great. Execution is great, much like a Kith collab. But here's the thing. They actually updated the technology. When I put it on my foot, it's damn comfortable. You can't say that about a lot of Nikes. You can't say that about a lot of Jordan retros, because people want it to be exactly the way that it was in whatever year it came out. But when it comes to these non-sacred shoes, that's where I think Nike is hitting the mark. And that's where I think Ronnie was ahead of his time. Ronnie took risks and decided that he was going to invest in silhouettes that maybe weren't super hype, because he wasn't doing it for the hype. Remember at the beginning, I talked about the fact that he had worked his way up, that he had seen a lot in the business. He'd invested his own brain in the business. He invested his own emotions in the business. And that means that when he was coming up and deciding what he was going to do with now his vision, his brand, he went with stuff that he loved. And eventually over time, people also started to love it. Yes, if you were a big Kith person, you loved those releases when they came out. But now, people love running shoes. And so Ronnie is ahead of the game. Kith has expanded to Osaka now, and they are now a global entity. Kith, you could say, has some criticism to be had. The Kith filter, obviously, is a topic that people talk about because they feel as if you aren't getting exactly what you are shown on social media. I can't necessarily say that that's true. But here's the thing. Even if the Kith filter is true, and even if a shoe doesn't look exactly the way that it does when you get it in hand, is it still premium? Is it still worth the money that you're paying? Ronnie was also ahead of the game because the prices that people were paying for New Balances back in the day are the same prices that people are paying for things like a Jordan 1 High Barrette. $250 was a lot of money back then. When I worked at Sports Authority and I sold shoes, many people didn't go to the end of the aisle to get those gray 990s. They just didn't, because they were expensive. And nowadays, we shell out money like it's our job. And even with the tariffs coming up, even with the possible changes of all the pricing that we could see on sneakers, we sneakerheads have always been willing to spend money, and we're going to continue to spend money. And so I think where Ronnie has been an influencer has been laying the groundwork for what we're seeing today. The seeds were planted a long time ago, and he invested in that. He not only invested in the models, but he invested in himself, and he invested in Kith. And now you could make an argument that it is the most famous and best boutique out there. Kith has made a mark, and running shoes are currently making their mark. And if you're going to go back and give credit, it's hard to argue that Ronnie shouldn't get the credit for making it what it is. What I want to know from you, though, is, are you big into running shoes? I still know a lot of people who are not big into it. That could also be because the people that I talk to, the people that I hang out with, are of my age. And maybe that's not necessarily what we're looking for. Could also be, like I talked about last week, a difference in how we came up in the culture, a difference in what matters to us in the culture. But at the end of the day, much like I said last week, no matter whether you give Ronnie credit, no matter whether you wear runners or not, all I know is that there is something for everybody in sneakers. And now more than ever, the shoes that we see, the models that we see, the availability of them, it lets you know that sneakers is very healthy and that there truly is something for everybody. For those of you listening, please make sure to subscribe, rate, review. If you want to follow me on Instagram, @FireFootwearPod, TikTok, @FireFootwearPod, same thing. I'd also implore you to go to YouTube, hit subscribe, comment on videos, share. We're so very, very close to getting to our goals, and I want to be able to continue to put out the best content that I can for you, and that's why I need your help. So do me a favor, hit up one of those. You will not regret it. I hope this finds everybody well. I hope this finds everybody safe, and I'll talk to everybody next time. This is Fire Footwear. Opinions and viewpoints expressed on Fire Footwear are those of Matt Freights and his guest, and not necessarily those of the Matty Ice Media Network. Fire Footwear is exclusively owned by Matt Freights and is brought to you by the Matty Ice Media Network.